Hey there, folks. You're listening to Andrew on badmovies.org radio again, and this time we're going to be talking about a movie called Latitude Zero. Latitude Zero really is Toho Studios' version of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Except, because it was made by Toho in the late 60s, we don't just have a super submarine. There's also laser beams and jetpacks and people on trampolines for some odd reason. And an evil scientist who makes a flying lion to come after the good guys. Jules Verne never did any of that. Well, not most of that, and that's probably because he was French and a lot older. Did you hear everything I just said? It's insane! But the thing is, I think if studios made more movies like this these days, people would actually go to the theater. There was something that Toho Studios had that modern studios don't, and that's the Godzilla Dream Team. Latitude Zero was directed by Honda, has special effects by Tsuburaya, and a musical score by If Kube. So let's talk about the movie. It starts off with two scientists and a reporter in a bathysphere, who get caught up in an unexpected underwater volcanic eruption. And yes, it sucks when that happens. The bathysphere gets ripped free from its support ship because some idiot used a little bitty winch to hold this bathysphere in place. And it's pretty obvious these men are going to die, except they don't die because this futuristic submarine comes to their aid, and two of the men wake up in the sickbay, attended to by a very pretty blonde nurse who's wearing knee-high boots, a miniskirt, and a gold bikini top. If that's the future of civilian naval medicine, I am going to find a way to get onto a research ship. So this submarine is called the Alpha, and it is tremendously advanced compared to anything else in the world. So the men at first don't know what's going on. And they want to know where the third guy who was in the bathysphere with them is at. Well, he's in the submarine's intensive care unit because he really got hurt. The pretty blonde doctor can't treat him aboard the submarine, so the vessel heads back to its home base, which is Latitude Zero. And I'll tell you more about Latitude Zero in a couple minutes. The captain of the Alpha is a fellow named Mackenzie, and he's very competent in what he does, he just comes across as flamboyant in the movie. And by that I mean he wears a shirt unbuttoned halfway down the front and a neckerchief. He's not your standard gruff sea captain. The problem with getting the injured man back to Latitude Zero so he can receive medical care is not one of speed, because the Alpha can go really fast. It's another submarine called the Black Shark, which chases after the Alpha, shooting all these crazy weapons at it. The Black Shark, okay, it has torpedoes. Every submarine's going to have torpedoes. But it also has these underwater homing rockets, and it also has a laser cannon. You might think it odd that there are two super submarines running around and nobody knew about them, but it's perfectly explained. Latitude Zero is the highly advanced underwater civilization of good guys. Opposite them is a villain named Dr. Malik, who lives on an island called Blood Rock. And he's the one that built the Black Shark, and he's the one that sent it after the Alpha.
Who does the Black Shark belong to?
To an evil genius named Malik and his companion, Lucretia. His captain is Krieger, a woman.
Formidable opponent. More skillful than most seamen.
Where is this Black Shark from?
Malik's base, Blood Rock. An island some distance north of here.
And you're always at war with each other?
He lives up to his name. In one archaic language, Malik means murderer. If it weren't for the efforts of Latitude Zero, he might have taken over your world a century ago.
A century ago?
Yes, we were students, not friends, really. Well, not enemies then, either. He chose one path, I another.
Now, wait just a minute. You and he were students together a century ago, right?
Yes.
Well, just how old are you?
Since you question everything, I don't expect you to believe this or much of anything else you're about to see. I am 204 years old. Malik is now 203.
And this Dr. Barton, how old does that make her?
Mr. Lawton, even in Latitude Zero, gentlemen do not discuss the age of a lady.
The Alpha was designed for research. It is completely outgunned by the Black Shark, which was designed as a warship. However, Captain Mackenzie has a bag of technological tricks up his sleeve, everything from vertical thrusters to a holographic decoy. So for every one of Dr. Malik's ingenious offensive weapons, Captain Mackenzie has an equally ingenious defense. And eventually, he reaches the safety of Latitude Zero, which has a shield around it, and you need something called an equalizer on your ship to get past it. Of course, the Alpha has an equalizer, and the Black Shark doesn't. Dr. Malik is played by Cesar Romero, who is also the Joker in the old Batman TV series, and he just makes a great villain.
Mackenzie has increased the mobility of the Alpha.
He is forever changing something on that damn boat.
Your little one's no match for him.
Don't underestimate her just because you dislike her.
She was stupid. If those missiles had backfired, she could have cost us the Black Shark.
Once the Alpha reaches Latitude Zero, the new guys are given a full tour, and they find out that it's a highly advanced society. It really is paradise, mankind at its best. Everybody gets along, people are always in good health, meals are delivered by automated systems, so you never have to worry about cleaning up afterwards. Not that I don't love cleaning the dishes, especially after she burns something and it's stuck to the pot, and I have to let it soak and then scrub at it. Anyway, speaking of carbon, in Latitude Zero, they use diamonds for potting soil in the houseplants. The plants probably don't care, depending on what kind of plant they are, but what it does is it impresses the new guys. Meanwhile, having been denied his chance at destroying the Alpha, Dr. Malik takes revenge by kidnapping a scientist and his daughter. He brings the two of them back to Black Rock and menaces them with these ridiculous bat monsters that he created. Captain Mackenzie gathers up all the good guys, and they decide to go on a rescue mission. To prepare for that, they take an immunity bath, which is some sort of mineral jacuzzi. When they climb out, they're bulletproof. And to test that, Mackenzie has one of his assistants start shooting at them with a pistol. There has to be a better way, or a safer way, to make sure that your bulletproof bath worked. Besides, you just spent half an hour relaxing in the jacuzzi, and now some nut job is going to start shooting at you.
Oh man, that felt really good. I really needed that to relax, and bang!
Ah, what are you doing? Stop! Go away! Shoot at somebody else that just got out of the bath. Freak! Along with their bulletproof baths, the good guys don protective gold suits and each gets a glove that can shoot a laser beam, knockout gas, or even act like a flamethrower. They're pretty well equipped for whatever Dr. Malik is going to throw at them when they get to Blood Island. And he does throw some stuff at them. Some of it's pretty pedestrian, like the rock slide or the poison gas, but they also encounter an acid river and rats the size of buffaloes. Dr. Malik, ever the cunning fiend, saves the best for last. He takes his Asian henchwoman, cuts her brain out, implants it into the body of a lion. Then he takes his huge vulture, saws the wings off that, and sews them onto the lion. So what he ends up with is a flying lion with the brain of an unhappy Asian woman in it. And if that wasn't enough, he gives it a growth serum that causes it to increase threefold in size. So it's a giant flying lion with the brain of an unhappy Asian henchwoman in it.
Your doctors are so elated they've finally been able to transplant organs from one human to another. That's child's play. I'm now going to transplant a human brain into the head of this lion.
My God, no! Don't kill that woman!
Think of it, Dr. Okada. A human brain and a savage beast. It'll be able to understand and obey my orders. Oh, what a marvelous creature this is going to be.
I beg you, don't do this terrible thing. I will give you the formula. Only stop this and let us go.
It's too late, Doctor.
I gotta tell you, I wish I could shake the hand of whoever thought that thing up. And that's the problem with movies nowadays. They don't have things like that. But we go to the movies just to be entertained. And that's kind of what I like about Latitude Zero. It's not great, but it's good. It's a fun way to spend 90 minutes. Okay, well, that's just going to about wrap it up. So I'd like to thank you for listening. And again, this was Andrew on BadMovies.org Radio.